furious today.
What a panic today.
I wouldn't say I was panicking, I was furious.
You're worried, I could tell.
Well, the cat was out. I can't leave the house with the cat out of the house because there's a busy road and shit, so I like to know he's in the house. So he just fucking takes his time. So he came back, drook it, just absolutely soaked.
For our international listeners, that means wet. Drook it.
Drook it. My cat, he was a rescue cat, Joe Stalin. He's a wonderful cat. He's actually started to become very nice. He's very affectionate now.
Oh, he's calmed down.
He's got a thyroid issue, so he gets two squirts of thyroid juice a day.
All right, okay.
Which he loves.
Okay,
he loves
enjoys it.
But I think he's fucking whoring about. I think he's whoring about to some neighbour. Yeah. This fat bitch down the street was giving him food. Smash her windies.
Don't do that.
Smash her windies.
Don't do that.
In my street, I was speaking to my neighbours, and nice couple, older couple.
Right.
And I've not seen them for a while, and I says, what's been happening? Oh, have you not heard? I says, no, there was a break-in in our neighbours. I says, what happened? Well, it's a couple. I have mixed feelings in this couple.
Okay.
I'm going to go down a bit of a tangent here. Come with me, people. Come with me. Follow me. I'm like the Pied Piper.
Oh, I'm listening.
So
I like stories.
They moved in. Mm-hmm. We were getting stuff delivered. And we dropped off, and there's a space in front of my house. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of heavy stuff.
Right, okay.
So the space in front of our house, I stood in it to wait for the drop-off. Mm-hmm. So I just had to take it up my stairs. You know
I
my
understand.
Stairs.
Very
so
steep.
I'm stood there, and I notice as this car's come along, and it's idling, and there's a woman in it. And I just ignore her. And then she's like that, I'm wanting to move into the space. I says, I'm really sorry. This is our house. I'm just getting a drop-off, and we're taking up the stairs. You wouldn't mind parting somewhere else, can't I? Was really nice.
Yeah.
No, I need to park there. I live in that house, she said. So I'm like, okay, thanks for... Then the drop-off appeared.
Yeah.
We'd park down at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, of course.
So I'm taking all this stuff up, and I see the cunt, and I'm just like, you fucking cunt! You fucking cunt! So she thinks I'm going to speak to her. So my neighbours like them.
Yeah.
So tell me, oh, they've got a bird box now. I feel like saying, I don't give a flying fuck with those. Because they're dead to me, those. Imagine just not...
Just going, all right,
she'd been
okay.
Baffy Pilates, so she had maybe a anyway.
She maybe wet herself.
The guy.
They all do.
And another thing that annoyed me about them, during lockdown, you remember you banged the pans?
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
I did that, and I'm feeling really stupid for having done that.
I never done it once.
Well, I liked it because it was just to see other people.
I never
Because I quite liked, I had a big, I just liked to make a noise. Mm-hmm. And I quite liked, because everybody was leaning out their windows, and it did feel quite pleasant. I didn't, anyway. The people, this same people who wouldn't have given me a parking spot,
yeah,
they let it be known they worked in medicine.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, and it was almost like they were out doing a royal wave. They were pharmaceutical people, they worked for a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, right.
Corporate, fuck them. Anyway, he's a jogger, that's all you need to know about
That's all we need to know.
He's out jogging, he comes back, fucking back door's open. He's like, that's funny. Mm-hmm. I shut that door. I went in. Somebody's in his house. So he restrains him, phones the police. When the police arrive, the guy starts rambling about, putting on the madness. Starts rambling. Is this the convent? And then tries to get this laddie, like, arrested for assault because he pinned him down. Then he let it be known he was in the paras as well, this guy.
Oh.
He likes to let it be known to the street. He hopes it filters along. But luckily, as you when you get to my house up the road, I hate the cunts. Mm-hmm. So I'm a bulwark against all their misinformation. All the stuff they'd like everyone to know.
Yeah.
They think Chinese whispers will make its way up. He's an ex-partner and they work in the pharmaceutical industry. And all I says is the cunt wouldn't let me park.
Well, the problem is with things like that, I can't say I have a history doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to lay AstroTurf.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
But then, and on top of that...
I understand the paras because I did lay AstroTurf.
Yeah, yeah. There's a family up for me. Mm-hmm. Asian family, and they had the rabbit. I don't tell you about the rabbit.
No,
I was having my late night late milk and honey. Right. I'm looking out the window.
Milk and honey. Okay.
Milk and honey. Okay. I've got my velvetizer. It's a couple of years ago, and I look out, and there's a black and white rabbit running up and down the street. Now you know how big.
I
thought that's going to get killed.
Right.
So I pull my pants on, and I've got my dressing gown, and I run on
the
street.
I will edit that.
What
you said? You're a dress.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and edit that. You've just given me more work.
Ah, shit, I shouldn't have said that, should I? What time was it? Get it done. Can you just, can you not just be a bah! Noise?
I'll put something in it. Just
put
for
a noise
you.
On.
I'll put
thanks.
A noise on.
A farting noise.
I'll do that.
So I go down, I'm trying to lure over this rabbit. It's manic. It's fucking manic. And I think, I wonder whose rabbit is this? So I realise I've seen a hutch in the garden up for me. So I go there door and I say, have you lost a rabbit? Don't think so. Then they go and say, oh, we have.
Oh, yeah.
So they're down in the street. So I'm under a car, my wee skinny legs sticking out with my slippers on, trying to grab this fucking rabbit. And they're just stood there like, mm-hmm. I says, do you want help? It's your fucking rabbit. They won't do anything. So eventually I fucking grab it by the lugs and I give it to them. There's your fucking rabbit. Right? Anyway. Then they started to do a mad thing where they got these Polish laddies, young kids, and they gave them, it was medieval, they gave them fucking drugs.
Right.
And they had them coming up and down the stairs with bedrock. They were basically digging into the hill.
Okay.
And it was all this sandstone.
Right.
And they had those, what's the things called? A yoke. They had yokes with drugs and rope. All day long, up and down, up and down. And I heard them speaking, and the woman's like that. She mentions how much she's paying them, next to nothing.
Yeah.
But she's saying to them, I know, I've got connections. I'll get you a really nice place to live. I know you we're not paying you much, but we'll get you some, we'll use your connections. Thanks very much. So she had a second job. So she gives them the money up front because she thinks they're right weak.
Right.
They just fuck off with all their money.
Good.
But anyway, she's done it again where she's hired another company to do some work on her roof. So a big scaffolding's appeared. Now, I saw this company and I knew they were shady. They all showed up in a very odd assortment of vans.
Right.
I know if you're a company, you don't expect to see all your livery on your van, but just the weirdness of the vans and kind of the front bit of the van was just filled with newspaper, with tits. It was just...
I can understand.
And they were fucking sitting, smoking and having their coffee at the bottom of my garden.
Right,
in the steps, because it's out of the wind. And they left their coffee cups. Oh. So when I was away to fucking say to them, they disappeared. Well, have they not done a bunk with her money as well?
Wonderful. That's what people deserve, though.
They do deserve
That's what they deserve. They're going to treat people in...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
don't get shady fuckers to do jobs in you.
So how was your morning?
Well, another thing's happened.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, I've been thinking about what's going on with our landlords, the current war. And I saw Mitchell Centre and I thought, God, that's lovely. Now, we had a meeting. Now, I think there's about 70 tenants in this building. 10 people show up and I'm thinking, fuck, this is how it's always going to go. People expect other people to do the donkey work. They'll take.
I could imagine.
And understand people have got lives. But not only have they not appeared at the meeting, they've had no interaction. It's like they're not bothered. So I'm back on Facebook and I'll tell you about that later. But Facebook is a community of us and we're all in, people who've never really spoke to each other, but suddenly everybody's got a common cause and we're all what are we going to do? This is a strategy. We'll write to the union, we'll write to them, we'll write to the people. Yeah. Somebody's like, oh, excuse me, guys, there's no toilet paper in the toilet. Now, it's an adult person. Now, I've got toilet roll here in my studio.
Just in case. Yep.
There's an actual business in this place that has people in all the time and they're like that. Oh, there's no toilet. It's a different... No toilet roll in the toilet. Now, they're bringing people into the building and I'm expected to subsidise their bum wipes. No. Buy a big fucking thing of Lidl's or Lavi Roll and get it done yourself. But that's the priority is a 16% increase in fucking rent.
Yeah.
Or there's no Lavi Roll and I don't know what a wipe my own arsehole. I'm furious, man.
I could see that you told me when you came in I need to get the dressing gown on.
So I was on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook is wild. About 4 years ago I made a comment, Mick Jagger's Facebook account.
Okay.
And he's sitting in a leather suite and he's going on about some, okay, I hate Mick Jagger, he's a fraud.
Yeah, yeah.
And I says, you better watch out, Mick, you'll leave a big skid mark on that white leather. 4 years later, Mick Jagger gets back to me. It's not Mick Jagger, it's a fake Mick Jagger account.
Wonderful.
What have they been doing all this time? What the fuck? I told you about Facebook. My hometown had a Facebook group, yeah. And it ended up all these affairs were happening.
Oh,
because people were reconnecting with old school loves and stuff, and all bonging each other. It was fucking wild.
Well,
my dad had to come out because the women were after him.
Oh my god, I don't go on anything anymore.
No, I'm don't.
Really on Twitter as well. I just do it for the show and that.
Yeah, Twitter's
terrible.
But I used
to just put. I wasn't a troll. I wasn't nasty.
No, you're not a nasty
person. I
would just
put silly things everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to set off these huge arguments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you would say something completely bizarre and nonsensical.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. But now you, someone will find you. They will kill you.
Yeah.
So I just don't do it anymore.
Well, but they'll kill you with their big fake tits. Because it's all...
That's all. It seems to be all tits on
but watch, it. Well, this is how... Every time I think about leaving Twitter...
Yeah.
Things like this happen. Duncan Jones,
okay,
David Bowie's son, was posting. He posts lovely. He seems a very quirky, interesting guy. He's very unshowy, kind of catch
up. Good films.
And he put. We should try and get him on here.
Get Duncan Jones.
That would
Jones
be a bold move, wouldn't it?
What? Because of Moon. I love Moon.
Oh, Moon's wonderful.
I love that.
Yeah, I like Source Code as well.
Yeah,
exciting
that's good,
stuff.
Good, yeah.
So. He posted a thing that there's a you know me I like my shoes
you
and he
do.
Posted a thing where they're putting cork into shoes and he said it looked like French Dijon mustard.
I would agree.
I says I wonder why my feet were smelling so much and it turned out I said they must have used McClelland's mature cheddar and he liked this. Now that means you can share a joke with people.
But,
so Twitter at its core, it's nice.
I have
an
to explain to
joke.
The listeners and viewers. Join us on Patreon. You can watch the full thing.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to know everybody famous.
Well, I was in communication with James Caan prior to his death.
Well, luckily prior.
I know. I think his account's still going though.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm about to start.
Welcome.
Another thing I'm going to speak about.
Carry
one
on.
Last thing.
I'm not going to say a word.
I was looking up. Remember Dirty, that song? Hey, dude. No, sweat dripping off of my body. Oh, yeah. And
no.
It was down in a piss dungeon.
Oh, Christina
Aguilera.
As soon as you said
piss dungeon, funny that.
You meant.
It looked like a piss dungeon. I've not been to a piss dungeon, but the set
Christina
must have smelled.
Christina Aguilera, yes.
She's on tour again, and you know what she's got on? A full, like, artificial skin bodysuit.
Why?
With a belly button piercing in it and that. It's like...
To get back to the days of...
So
when
she's
was...
going about, she's wearing the mini skirt and everything, but she's got a real skin suit on.
What's she like
in.
Under there?
Well, sweaty for... To
well,
start.
The thing
but
is...
It's got a belly button piercing on a fake belly button.
Oh, that's weird.
That's awful.
Wasn't she on the Ozempic? Has it left you bad?
The Ozempic's not shifting that because it's a solid weight she's got.
Oh, God. Stocky lass, be good in a farm.
But do you remember that video? Can it was just you wouldn't get it was so sexual.
I don't feel it was sexual. I just
it
felt
sleazy
it was,
and dirty.
No, it was shit.
It was just sleazy.
I
and
never
dirty.
Thought that. I never
remember
thought...
that Genuine Pony. Remember that guy
no.
Genuine. Look him up. Sexiest song ever done.
Oh,
Chris, put this on.
Oh, Chris.
About 10 o'clock at night. Run a bath. Put that on.
Oh,
just saying.
Terrible.
Right, that's me done.
We're 13 minutes in.
I've just had a
ladies
rant.
And gentlemen, welcome to another Folk in Scotland.
Hi there.
God. Right, we'll get on with the texts.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Zsa Zsa Gabor's badger with the important questions.
Zsa Zsa Gabor lived to ripe old age, didn't she?
Yeah, she was an unusual character.
She looked younger than her daughters.
How was it she died?
Death. Just killed her.
Just killed her.
Just killed her.
Death killed her. Well, thanks for that. That's
that gets us all in the end.
We've got a few listeners in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
but none of them of quality, I've noticed.
No.
No, not the,
is anyone?
Not
well,
the
it's
best.
It's our dregs that moved over there.
And here they are. Since I missed last episode's messages segment due to being in rehearsals for the local theatre production of Blackadder, with that in mind...
What?
He's like I say, not quality.
No.
With that in mind... And opinions of actors aside, which is the greatest decade for British comedy?
Never had one.
Oh, I disagree. Which is the best show or season of that show? And which is the best comedy performer performance? There's a lot of questions there. We'll give you one. I would say the 1940s.
Did you like, what's his name, Will Hayes?
Will Hayes.
You like Will Hayes?
Love him. Max Miller.
Oh!
Tommy Tinder. Arthur Askey.
Have you seen Ghost Train?
It's wonderful.
He keeps tripping over the body.
Terry Thomas,
yeah.
Will Hay, I grew up on Will Hay because...
It was on at a certain BBC time. BBC Two, yeah, yeah.
6 o'clock, yep. He'd come in and it had Will Hay films, Boys yeah. in Blue stuff. Oh, now, they were a bit
a
like,
young Charles Hawtrey playing a school kid.
That's right. Oh. They were like Laurel and Hardy. They were. It was either genius films or utter shite. They would churn out like 3 a month.
But they were very British. Then,
they were so good.
Yeah, slapstick.
Slapstick. Great lines.
Yeah.
Because these guys all came from music hall.
Body. The humour. So
they could, yeah, and they're really...
It's one my dad likes, and it's a famous one. A guy's going round a mountain, and he says, "Can I didn't know if I would toss myself off or da-da-da." And this was 1930s comedy. Yeah. I didn't
late
like...
Late 30s and 40s.
I didn't like... Mr. Grimsdale.
Norman. No. Wisdom.
The Albanians loved him. I didn't.
He was huge there. I think he was like, he led the country for
20
years.
Well, he was the only person, the despot dictator only liked him, so it's the only thing
It's the only thing they got, yeah. No, Will Hay was lovely. Amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
Amazing. He died. He was, I really have an interest in folk comedy. Okay. So I think he was born in 1888 and he died in 1949.
Jesus.
I actually have a little bit of an interest in all this stuff.
He always played like an older guy.
Was, yeah, he, even when he was...
It was a school... What about him with this wee banjo?
George Formby, absolutely amazing.
Some of his stuff was pretty good.
Filthy.
Yeah, dirty bastard.
He was a dirty bastard that was great. Yeah. He was great.
He got beaten by his wife. His wife beat him and shit, yeah.
Oh, God.
But his stuff was... Once again, he came from the music halls.
So they could...
In the music halls...
They were
Jesus,
tough.
They were tough places.
So he could deliver a
so
line.
So did Stan Laurel, came for the music halls as
well. I was working in the very first place that Stan Laurel went to, the Panopticon in Glasgow. Yeah.
That comedy was good. Then, sadly...
He was 16 when he was there.
The 70s cinematic comedy experience was cinema versions of terrible TV shows. So on the buses
I hated all that stuff.
I like Steptoe and Son. Steptoe and Son, the show...
I think I was too young for that because when I first saw it, it scared me.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
Horrible.
I didn't like it.
I like mean-spirited
stuff. Oh, it was mean. And as a kid, I didn't like
it. I didn't like The Goons. That's before my time.
No, I didn't like any of that.
What about Monty Python? Not a fan.
Nope. I didn't think it was funny.
It's a bit Cambridge shit.
Yeah, and I watched
but
it recently
some of the films,
and I didn't like it.
You know, like Life of Brian?
No. I went to see an original print of Life of Brian at the New Picture House when they put on a Wednesday night
show.
Did
you enjoy it?
I just actually hated it.
Some of it's quite funny.
I hated it.
I don't know.
I didn't like it.
90s comedy, The Fast Show and all that.
No, I didn't like any of that.
What's that one?
Goodness gracious me, I enjoyed. I liked that.
I liked that. It was a one joke thing. I didn't like it.
It was old style comedy, but I did enjoy Goodness Gracious Me.
What was that one with the cartoon, the staring competition?
What?
Monkey Dust. It was like...
Big Train. Big Train was like experimental comedy. And one of my favourite jokes, I couldn't even repeat.
The guy Dobsky. The guy that was in the jail.
I don't know.
The staring competition was wonderful. Hey, what about Jam?
I don't think I saw that.
There's one about the woman gets the guy around, the plumber around, and she's like, could you come upstairs? It's a leak or something. No, it's my baby's died of caught death. Could you plumb him in? And he's like, oh my God, what am I getting? Oh no. And she says, I'll give you like $5,000. So he plumbs the baby in. Uh-huh. So there's like steam coming out of it. And it's like, holy shit.
Big Drainhood moment. I can't even. Right, you can say that one and it's awful. And it's, you laugh. But I can't say the one
The one about the paedophiles.
That was...
Hey, this is not Brassai. The British Isles, 'tis the paedophiles. Or the one they send a paedophile into space as punishment, but they've accidentally put a child in the capsule with them. Or the one where they've got a thing to protect your children and it's like metal filing cabinet.
Yeah.
And they show it to a paedophile and he doesn't like the kid and the guy takes offence, he doesn't find his child attractive.
It's so good. Cake was amazing.
I like British comedy when it's fucking pitch black. Dark.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed
that's what
that.
Britain does so
I did,
well.
I did enjoy that.
Bit like The Office. No, I don't like. What was that? Men Behaving Badly.
I didn't. Or
like that 90s comedy.
That was because it was meant to be lads, but it was sort of middle class guys pretending to be poor, and it was horrible. I didn't like it. I didn't like any of that.
Remember one of our listeners said they liked a guy called Blot and he's a stealth camper?
Oh, yes.
And I took umbrage with it.
Yes, you did.
I felt it was a bit harsh because...
Has he got in touch?
No. But I watched... So I just can't watch it. So I thought I'll watch it and see if the guys... Because then I suddenly thought to myself, does our listener like Blot? Because we're like Blot.
What?
No, you know what I mean. Are we?
You've seen since I've came in, I've not fucking moved. No. This is the new calm me. What do you mean I'm like fucking Blot?
Us.
In what sense? You.
Well, no, but he likes this guy and he likes us. Have we got something? So I thought I'm going to watch.
He likes opposites.
Yeah. So I'm going to watch. It's like the white and the black of a Guinness. I thought to myself, I'll watch him. I'll watch two full things.
Okay.
And I'll see if there's any similarities between us and him. He goes on continuously about Mandingo, which is problematic.
Oh.
He goes, Mandingo, I'm going for a Shirley Temple. Everything he says, he doesn't speak in any form of English. He won't say rice, he says lice. He goes, flied lice, all the time.
Oh, my God.
Right, all the time.
No.
So he's going about, there's a cheese factory with marsh beside it. He puts his tent there. He's got a stack of alcohol and he just drinks alcohol and he goes world famous Wasky review and he's making so much money he's fucking left the factory he works in. It's his full time occupation.
We're struggling.
So I'm like, we're struggling. So it's like this is terrible. He goes, I'm going for a Slobodan Milosevic. I'm going for a Hilary Wang. He doesn't speak English. He has wife beater energy. So I watch that episode. I'm like, oh my God, this is so bad. I watch a second one where he goes to a Sunderland. It's an African takeaway.
Right.
It's like a jollof, House of Jollof rice. And it's badly reviewed. He goes there with his pal he calls Smarky or Little Smark. He's got dwarfism. And the two of them just go.
This can't be real.
I'm like, is this real? He goes about, he gets the food. They go into the back of their camper van and they start eating it and then vomiting. The two of them are like, and vomiting onto the, that's their thing, and it's doing better than us. They're vomiting onto plates.
What, going, is this real?
It's yeah. Yeah, they're vomiting. They're vomiting. And I think, fuck. Oh.
And we're being compared.
To that cunt.
Have you noticed, since I came in, I've sat perfectly still because it's been pointed out by about 50 people that I fidget
and I wind things up, and I'm constantly changing.
Stopped
doing?
What?
I don't rub my knee anymore.
Because the people tell me you're rubbing
in,
your knee.
I've settled in, right? I'm fine.
So I came in today and I'm sitting like this. And I go, that's interesting. But you're bringing it out of me.
So what we need
They're
to do...
They're bringing it out of me.
I don't know. I forget the laddie's name. It said he likes Blob. He's dead to us.
Right.
But... what we should do is find the worst takeaway in Dundee.
I'm not eating it and vomiting.
Get your car and just vomit. Because, it does better. He's given up his job.
I don't like vomiting. He's horrible.
Well, neither die, but... You keep saying, what's holding us back is our edgy humour and we swear too much.
It's not
he swears and vomits.
It's not
and he's given up
humor.
His fucking job.
It's not our edgy humour. I've figured out what's held us back.
Ah.
Uh-huh. One word.
Oh.
Cunt.
Ah, yeah.
One word.
Is it cunt?
It's cunt. That's the one word that holds us back.
That's like the poison word in America.
Not our talent.
You never hear cunt enough.
No, cunt is an issue. It's been pointed out.
Or do people get umbrage with it?
You say cunt too much.
But is it a man or a woman that said that?
Both.
Okay, oh.
So I told them to fuck off, you cunt.
Aye.
And they continue listening. When I said fuck off, you cunt, I got back LOL, and then they went, keep up the good work.
I was writing short stories, and there's a website,
right,
that you could put your short stories and people would read them and say what they thought about them.
Yes.
And I got a long letter back from this fucking cunt saying there was swearing in it and I should have had a warning in it.
Oh my God.
Imagine being so fragile.
See, trigger warnings. I'll tell you right now.
Any experts
will tell you a trigger warning makes it worse.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
You're setting someone up. Right?
Yeah.
It's like if you go to a doctor and you get a needle, they go, right, just there. They don't give you one. They just go like that. There you go. But if they say, now, I'm going to give you this needle.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel pain. You may not. We don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'm going to stick it into your flesh.
Uh-huh.
And you go, wait a minute. already talking about it. But when you go in, they just go, there you go.
I've told you the needle.
Trigger warnings.
I've told you the needle story.
What?
My granddad worked in a mill, and it was a steery environment.
Yeah.
And he had a bit bile and a big pluck, a big abscess in his neck. He went to the doctor, and the doctor's like that. Oh, he said, that's bad. He says, come over at the window so I can have a better look at it. This is way back. And he says, God, is that your wife there coming up the street with the messages? And my granddad craned his neck and he stuck a needle in and burst it.
So
now that's
it,
doctoring.
That's not a trigger warning.
That's not a trigger warning, no.
Trigger warnings are dangerous, especially people who genuinely need them.
I told you I broke my fingers. I dislocated them fighting. And I went to accident and emergency. And this lovely student doctor, an Irish lassie, she goes, oh, that looks bad. We'll have to reset them. She goes, look at this. And she went, whoo, 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 and wiggled her boobs in my face. And I went, oh, and she cracked them back in. I swear to God that happened to me. That's doctoring. That's the saviour of the NHS.
Saving lives with tits. That's
every time a man goes in for any procedure, they just, hey!
Check them. You go, what?
what?
Gone. It's like falling off a bike. It's all over by the time you
realise. So, blot in the landscape. Him and his mate vomiting
onto plates.
Going on about flied lice, Mandingo. He
races him.
He describes something as he's going for.
Should I write this down?
He said he was going for a Winnie Mandela. And I'm like, what?
What's...
I don't know. I'm still. I don't understand what he's going on about. A Winnie Mandela.
I went for a shit this morning in this building.
Uh-huh. A Brad Pitt, you say.
Okay. And I took a massive Brad. And when I flushed the toilet, it all went away.
Uh-huh, came back again.
No, it went away. So whoever's in that fucking toilet, flush it. It's
I
not
think
broken.
Some people,
flush
I think
the
some
fucking
people
toilet.
Have greasy, greasy, sticky turds.
Oh.
They say if you have a nice, if you lubricate your arsehole.
In what way? Like butter?
Yeah, butter or something.
Can't believe it's not butter. Yeah. Ideal here. You know, but.
Remember that film with Marlon Brando? When he just butters up the lassie's
arsehole.
Yeah,
but arsehole. She said she.
She wasn't really into it.
She wasn't wanting that, and she calls it rape.
Just,
so when you watch Last Tango in Paris, you're watching someone being raped.
Terrible, isn't it?
The fuck?
It's a bit fucked up.
I remember watching it going, well, that was shit.
It's a very self-indulgent film.
I don't like it. No. It's a lot of shit. It really is.
Self-indulgent. He just looks bloated. But he's far younger than we are.
Yeah, I know. Will he? Will was be. A lot younger than we were doing his films.
Well, Fraser from Dad's Army, he played an old man when he was 20.
Yeah.
He's in one, I think, 13 Steps. He's in one of the versions, the Hitchcock version of that, because can he get sunk? He's out in the Highlands and he goes and it's Fraser, but he's got the makeup on and that's...
Oh, 39 Steps, isn't it?
39 Steps.
13, you just, John, that's as far as you'd go.
John Buchan. It's actually a wonderful book, that John Buchan book.
Right,
it's exciting.
But I like the film.
The film. There's
really
a few
good
versions. They're lovely.
I like the one with, what's he called?
It was Jesus.
The ginger hair. No, not an old one. He had ginger hair and he's run across the Forth Rail Bridge and it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really
That's good.
It's a good film. But
any
yes.
more? Because we've just...
But
yeah,
no.
British comedy can be so... I
1940s.
Hate, at the moment, I hate Michael McIntyre. There's a cunt with giant... There's a cunt with giant teeth I fucking hate. Came it killed British comedy, that Mock the Week.
That
little bald guy. Who's that horrible cunt that looks like the guy from The Hills Have Eyes? And he's become some right-wing weirdo now.
What? Who?
Ken, him that was on Mock the Week. He was one of the team captains.
He bald and he has a really sort of... voice like that.
No,
yeah.
No him.
No him.
No Andy something. Andy Parsons or something.
I'm not sure.
I fuck knows, but comedy's bad. It's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Comedy's not good.
And there's no shows now. Is that, I can't think of a comedy.
I don't think... But here's the thing. I don't think we're comedy.
No, we're not.
I think we just blether.
We're not slick enough.
No, we don't have any ideas. Although, I would get jokes.
Uh-huh.
And I write jokes.
Uh-huh.
And I put them on different forums. Yeah. And I have heard comedians do them.
Oh, well, quite right.
I've heard comedians do them.
Imagine.
And not just once or twice, a few times.
I invented Shitler. Shitler.
You invented that?
Shitler.
I understand.
And can you use it?
Who?
Our former First Minister.
What?
Well, Nicola, she was using
Shitler
in private
all the time.
What?
Fucking get some
it's
money.
It's like
off her.
I keep getting robbed. Philip Schofield in the Cube.
Yeah.
And Shitler.
Well, I was talking to my girlfriend about it the other day, and it's about 17 jokes.
Oh, wow.
Because I do loads. Some of them are okay, some are all right. And then I put them on different forums ages ago. I haven't done it in ages because I got really annoyed at this.
You're getting stolen all the time.
And I've heard comedians on fucking YouTube in that do the joke. But once the joke's out, just everyone... You think people are writing things.
No, they're not.
Can AI
write jokes?
I tried it, and yes, it can.
What, good ones?
They're strange. If you had the right person delivering them, they could be really good.
Okay.
But they're strange jokes. Okay. They're at the point where it's not a, you know.
Okay, next one.
Not a good line. Okay, let's get, who's next? Paul Rini. Yes, no. Derek, you pronounced my surname correctly. Thank you for that. Oh,
it's no Rennie.
The Jan and Dean song, Surf City, contains the lyrics, two girls for every boy. I'm going
two
to
girls,
surf.
Two girls, one cup.
I was at my friend's house and he goes, have you seen this? And he turned it towards me and I've seen probably half a second of it. And I slapped the phone out of his hand.
No.
I went, you dirty
fuck. Once you see
fuck.
That, it's like,
I went,
it's like one of those Salvadorian
don't want
beheading.
To see it.
Beheading.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't want to see it. I've got no fucking interest. And he went, oh, it's just as pretty. It's fun, isn't it? I went, no.
Not really fun.
It's not fun.
I think kids were showing that in the playground.
Oh my God, no. I've got no interest in that.
El Salvador stopped all its drug shit, have you noticed? They just imprisoned a quarter of the population.
Oh yeah, they just put everyone in jail.
Just everyone.
It's like Escape from New York there now.
It's wild.
Two girls for every boy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Surf City because it's 2-1. I'm going to Surf City because it's lots of fun. And my favourite, all you got to do is wink your eye. Now, Derek,
which
since eye? You surf, which where exactly is Surf City and is it Dundee? Have a great weekend, motherfuckers for life. Well, my main break was St Andrews and Lunan.
Of course. Lunan Bay is beautiful.
In Lunan. It's got loads of wind turbines all over it now.
Spoiled, is it?
Well,
don't fight.
I used to sit
that's a bit NIMBY-ish, is it not?
Well, I'll tell you why. No, it had a strange reaction, which I never thought it would bother me because loads of beaches have got them on it now. I didn't care. But when you went there, you used to sit in the lineup and you'd look out to sea and it was distance. It was, you didn't know what was there. It was just onward forever. Just this thought of you're in this. Now, there's a whole line of turbines. Uh-huh. And it feels like there's a fence around it. You go, well, there's the horizon. There was no sense of foreverness now. It's just there.
Oh.
And it feels really strange.
Weird.
It's a weird sensation, which I never thought I'd feel,
can
but it feels restricted now.
But you're too fucked to surf. So
I can't surf now because I will drown.
Then
St. Andrews, was there two girls for every boy? There was lots of girls, but they had a massive lesbian community, so there wasn't a lot for boys.
A lot of the women there are hockey-ish.
That's the way they describe it.
Hockey-ish.
There was a lot. I don't think...
They've all got those pink torsos. The singer Pink, not Pink.
That's how I discovered what a pashmina was, because they all wear them.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be really cool there. In the 90s, it was nice. Mm. And then that fucking Prince William went.
He spoiled it.
And everyone left, and the whole new community of these women looking for a prince from around the world.
God, he went off the boil fast, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
He's got a big face, small head.
Yeah, he's a very strange guy. Very strange guy.
Love getting pegged right hard. And seemingly, the dick in the bit out of the kickboxer. Where he puts the resin in the glass.
Yeah.
They do that to
the
strap
peg,
on,
yeah,
right up his arse.
God, that makes him.
Ooh.
So, that's where I would go. And as for the ladies, you know what? You would meet the ladies there.
Would you? Okay.
You did, because if you were skinny in a band and a surfer, you did well. Now, not so good. But back then, it was okay.
You're invisible to young women now. Invisible. You've
reached, thank God.
After the 50s.
But they're invisible to me.
I'll check you out.
No, don't you think? You move with your age group.
Do you?
All right, tell me what cultural thing that's happening with young people now. You don't fucking know. They don't know about you. It's always
separate. And they wear those stupid shoes.
That was years ago and it's just got in your head.
Crocs. Still
got Crocs. I love Crocs. I wear Crocs.
Paula in this building wears Crocs.
And she's good for her. She's got taste.
I thought somebody's phoning you.
Oh, no. She
should know better.
She is. Well, no, the show's late.
Oh, okay. That's my fault. Well, my cat's fault.
It is your fault.
I had an idea the other day. I've told you about the lasses at my work, the creative learning team.
Okay.
You know?
Creative.
There's a lot they need to learn. I don't want to learn anything from them.
It's not a proper job. Yeah.
I think they've got nervous because I comment on the food they're getting.
Oh.
So when they're coming and going from the cafe, I've noticed they're starting to get like tinfoil all over to conceal the contents. So I've
concealed the chocolate cake.
I've got an idea for the gals.
Okay.
We should make it and trademark it.
Oh.
You know that Japanese wax vegetables?
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll make like a lid for a plate.
Okay.
Which is like lettuce,
a
tomato,
salad.
A salad.
You take it off.
Take off.
Cake.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's fucking genius.
Yeah, that's what we could do.
Really realistic. Yeah. You go look at the size of salad she's
having. Wow, she's healthy. Mm-hmm. Big giant
steak
deep fried quiche. Big bacon quiche.
Oh God.
Smeared in chocolate.
You could charge what you wanted for that.
Let's just say the smell coming off them is not salad-y.
No, it's not.
Beefy.
I remember I was working at a taxi firm.
Oh, God.
And all the girls in the office.
Oh.
You'd go in, because I had stuff in there, and you'd go in at lunchtime, and they're sitting sad with their plastic box and their salad.
Grace boxes.
And they're like that. And you'd hear the thin plastic crinkle, and they'd go, oh, it's not chocolate covered. And they'd, because they were all in front of each other.
It's all bollocks.
They would put themselves through pain. And I used to go in with a pie.
The best time to eat all your calories is if for your lunch. Middle of the day.
Yeah.
Eat it. But they'll be snacking on a big thing of bourbon biscuits 10 o'clock at night.
And this is what they do. And they go home and they'll eat a very healthy meal. And then, like you say, 10 o'clock goes, dung, whoop. And then they turn into these wee fucking
chocolate devils.
And they go to the fridge and go, and they're just sitting rubbing their face.
I used to work with lasses in the, not the creative learning team, but other women in the past. But
good people.
Good people. But no, but they thought if as long as they didn't sit down, it didn't count. So if they had like a chocolate eclair, they'd wander a bit.
Fucking mental.
I watched
there was someone in this building that had their lunch.
Uh-huh.
Walked downstairs, walked back up again and went, gone.
Wonderful. That's gone. Fucking wild, isn't it?
Ups.
Did you watch the thing, a Louis Theroux thing about the eating disorders?
No.
And after, it was like an anorexia clinic. After they get fed, they're forced to sit down. Because what anorexics will do, they'll have their lunch and then they'll run about and try and burn off the thing.
Oh, that's
so
awful.
Said, you sit.
No, it's the opposite here.
Yeah, it's opposite.
They like cakes and don't want to move. As simple as that.
Everyone likes a cake. I had four hot cross buns yesterday. But they were
one sitting?
Yeah. No, two sittings. Blueberry with lemon drizzle.
Oh, I've had them.
Absolutely beautiful.
They're nice. I've had one.
But
Chris McShadowins.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Good morning, you two, and to all the motherfuckers out there. They'll talk to each other.
I've noted. Did you see Sturton's physique? Because he's joined the posse now.
I've got a bit of...
He was like the intruder. He was like that fucking figure, the intruder matching man.
Yeah, he looks like he could kill you.
Mm.
But I would, at the same time, I slapped the phone out of my friend's hand because it was two girls, one cup. And I dropped the phone when I saw his physique. A naked Mark Sturton.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's like Oddjob.
It's just... I'm not going to say it. Over the years of listening to the show...
Uh-huh.
It has been years.
Yeah, God, it has as well.
One name has repeatedly come up in embroiled, as embroiled of Dundee, up as an
It's okay, we'll get there in the end. Blot doesn't make mistakes.
Do you know what
like
it is? Oh. These are my distance glasses. I can't read, it's
God,
blurred.
You poor bastard. Have you thought about getting bifocals?
No, they cost more.
You greedy cunt.
Repeatedly come up as an, embodiment of Dundee, Fast Eddie. Right, I can read it at this distance.
Okay.
Until recently, I thought he was just a running joke Derek and Goran had, a made-up person, a reference for a certain type of Dundonian vagabond, but otherwise not a real person. I found a short documentary. Someone just filmed him and gave him a pound.
He looks like a Bimobo chimp. He's simian.
He's on the chemo.
He's not. He doesn't look like a human. He's like an early stage.
I found a short documentary on him. From 2017, showing him busking and talking a little bit about himself. I'd post a link to it so other can give it a look, put a face to the seemingly mythical legend. Cheers, dudes, and have a good show. Now, I first met him 25 years ago, and he could play harmonica, and he played it beautifully.
But the maths is just fucked.
He was so good.
He's got 12 children.
I know. It's so strange. And he was so good.
He looks a bit... Who's that American comedian... Rich Hall.
Yeah.
He looks like Rich Hall.
He's got that sort of tune his own face.
Yeah.
And
he's had a lot. He's not allowed in the city centre at the moment.
Oh, he's a terrible
There's
person.
A big fat guy with a beard that does all the kind of Scottishy stuff in the town at the moment. Yeah. He's all right.
Oh,
he's Bernd Fast Eddie.
He's Bernd Fast Eddie. And then Fast Eddie, I remember I was playing, what's it called? Duke's Corner. It used to be called
the
Doghouse.
Doghouse.
And I was playing there one night and he turned up with some people that
with
knew.
Posse, good looking
women. No, there
were
some people that knew.
He was there with Rita Ora.
Yeah, that's everyone was.
Dua Lipa.
Everyone is.
Her from Dirty, the Pish Dungeon.
Everyone is.
Imagine meeting Fast Eddie at a Pish Dungeon.
That's not a good thing.
No.
Come out like toothpaste.
He's trying to play his Muthi and it's just Pish coming out.
Stop. Stop.
Okay.
So, what's wrong with you?
Just
stop.
Just create an image.
I know other people tell you this. Okay. Stop.
Nobody does.
They're not able to, but they tell you. So, he's sitting there and he didn't drink. And someone said, nah, have a drink. He went, nah, don't drink. He went, have a drink. So he went like that. It was like he changed.
Yeah.
And every gig I played, he was at it fucking blittered.
Okay.
It just instantly got
He's
him.
Aged.
He's aged because he's not as old as you think.
No. He's only 40 year old.
Yeah. And he's fucking,
But I'll tell you a story.
Constantly getting arrested.
Paula's husband, Alan, told me this.
Right.
A friend of his has lost their smartphone, their Apple phone on the bus.
Oh, shit.
And the bus driver had phoned him to say, your phone's been handed in. And they said, fucking thank fuck. He says, you owe Fast Eddie a thank you because he handed it in.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
There you
His go. Mind is addled.
Yes.
But somewhere in that fucking calcified fucking noggin, there is a bit of humanity there.
If you know
He's
anybody
not particularly
from the past,
fast.
No, fast is a
His
a
name's not
word.
Eddie.
But he used to play beautifully blues harp. Mm-hmm. He was really good.
Right, okay.
Really good. And then it's just all gone. Because all he does now is just breathe in and out in a mouth organ, which is rusted. And it's just...
Full of pish for the pish dish.
It's really terrible. So, very different person that I knew all those years ago.
Yeah, we all deteriorate, but some people deteriorate more.
Drugs and alcohol, man. Drugs and alcohol. So, check out Chris Shadwin's link to it and you'll get to see Fast Eddie. Brilliant.
It's the way a lot of musicians think there's a glamour in it.
Oh, no, that's...
But Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
What is it, the 30 Club? What are they called, the 30?
25,
25
I think
Club or something.
27. 27.
Fucking him from the Pogues. His standard of living for like 20 years was appalling.
There's a funny thing about it, and I'm glad you brought up Amy Winehouse, because the drugs and alcohol scene, right? When you go into a studio, a working studio, if you go in wasted, you're chucked out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how big or small the studio is or who you are.
Right.
It's too much money. Mm-hmm. There's more money in recording.
Unless it's your own studio.
Yeah, that's true. But Amy Winehouse done something that I heard, and it's very true. She started wearing her beehive out and about.
Yeah, because she's stuffing.
So the character became her.
Yeah.
She should have put that hair down when she came off stage.
Yeah.
So
the
persona became, they were mixed.
Famously Dean Martin. Dean Martin didn't drink much.
But this
is his persona.
Whatever persona you've got on stage.
They say he's a nice, shy kind of gentleman.
Yeah.
But he would come up with...
Because there's a littlest persona that we put on for this.
Not much, but there's a smidge.
It's not much, but there is.
There's a smidge. We're actually far worse in real life.
Far worse. But it's very different.
Far worse.
We'll leave
Paula's been listening to this and says we're very offensive. And I said, thank you, Paula.
Oh, God, did she? She's a sweetheart, isn't she?
I said, thank you very much.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I said, thank you. Thank you
what
very
a nice
much.
Person. I'll Isn't take it? Back everything I said about her.
It's good to be offensive.
I don't think we are
I
offensive.
I think we can be offensive.
We've been called wholesome.
Wholesome. But what we pride ourselves on, we punch down.
Oh, always punch down. If someone's vulnerable, if someone's in need, fuck up.
Yeah, we punch down. But can we? We are so low down. We can only punch up. When we are criticising Fast Eddie, we're punching up.
No, I'm criticising Fast Eddie because he scares people.
But we've
people.
Got humanity for Fast Eddie. We could say Fast
so.
Eddie.
I've known him for a long time.
I've been trying to get him on this show time and time
He's
again.
He's not coming in here.
And there's one person blocking this, and it's you.
He's not coming
now,
in
imagine
here.
Imagine if...
You got your escape tunnel, you're not getting
imagine,
Fast Eddie.
Imagine if we got him on here and he turned his life around. It's like Barney Gumble.
It's not going to happen, though. It's not going to happen.
We could go out and meet him in the street.
No, I don't even want to meet him.
We'll go about and we say, Eddie, imagine he if he's the most debonair man
you've ever. But he used to be a nice guy, and I'm sure somewhere in there he still is.
I'm saying we could unlock
it. That's 25 years ago, man.
Chris Shadow was vile. He started listening.
He still
to
is.
Oh, he still is. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Hi, guys. It's Easter again. It reminds me back when I was around 8 years old.
Oh, God.
Back when then I had relatives, and I ended up with 10 large Easter eggs. My Scottish cousin got around the same amount, and she ate all hers on the Sunday.
Ooh.
And let's just say she wished she hadn't by the evening. It took me over a week to clean mine off. Have either of you stuffed your face as a kid and wished you hadn't? This is a very gentle build-up to just talking about your eating habits.
I once, we built...
Hope you both have a relaxing weekend, Retro Box Room. Cheers, dude.
We built a fort in the middle of a swamp.
Okay.
When I was a kid. And I drank, I think it was 3 2-litre bottles of Coca-Cola.
Oh.
And I thought I was getting a rupture.
There's twice I've done it.
Okay, when you go like that and it's
it going. Yeah. Oh, right. There's twice I've done it.
I've told you this before. I was the 1993 GMU, Glasgow University Union, a gluttony champion.
But that's and something you're like, meant to do then and not stick with.
It was course
it's
after course.
It's not a qualification.
One of the courses was a tin of sardines with toothpaste.
Okay.
And you had to finish, and it was me and this giant fat guy. And I thought, I'm going to have to take this motherfucker down. And the last course was you had to down a pint of Guinness and smoke a cigar.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Fuck off.
And I bevied the Guinness,
even
drank
the smell
cigar,
of it.
And they said, proudest moment
you
of my life.
You drank the cigar. This is where you're going wrong.
The guy, they say, right, I says, what do I win? They're like that, 150 pints.
What?
You get 150 pints. You get a token. You can have 150 pints. I said, I want them all now. And we just got them all on the table and we all drank them.
Oh, God, you're just...
Finest
and everyone slow clapped. What
we're
a
all,
terrible
all,
life.
All were bibs.
What a
we're
terrible all, life.
It was the proudest... I fucking annihilated them.
This
been
is
downhill
wrong.
Ever since.
This is
that's
why
when I peaked.
Our generation's fucking everything because of people
that's
like
when
you.
I peaked.
I go through phases of drinking milk. In a hospital, I put myself in hospital as a teenager.
Okay. Too much milk.
Too much milk. It's very common in teenagers.
Because the cow tried to kick you to death.
Holding the cow.
Yep.
And I went through a phase in the late 90s again of drinking milk, but blending it with bananas.
Oh, okay.
Four pints, 12 bananas in one sitting. And I got on my bike. I was going down my mate's house and I got halfway
You're
to
so
the old
weird.
Gow's bike shop.
So
and I went, I need to stop.
That'll come out like fucking...
And I thought it was going to come out fucking ears.
Because
I swole up huge and I'm going to vomit, but it wouldn't come out. And it just... So I sat there for 2 hours. Just sat there with my bike going. And then eventually...
You're an idiot.
It went down. The other thing was, I was sitting in the bath and there was these sweeties beside the bath.
The soaps.
Yeah. And I thought, that's unusual. But the thing is, right, to this day I remember tasting them. They weren't that bad.
You're a
I ate them all,
idiot.
But they were okay.
You're an absolute idiot.
They were all right. I remember the taste. Every time I think of that moment.
It's soap.
Sitting in the bath. Oh, what's this?
Play with myself or eat these soaps. I think I'll, that's
I was
a story
young. I don't think it was even 14. And I was just... That one was a bit harder, but I liked it.
Uh-huh.
And then I realised the yellow one. I remember it like yesterday. Uh-huh. That was nice. So I took the other yellow one first.
They probably tasted better than those awful Guillon seashells. Have you tried one of them?
They're terrible.
They're really awful sweeties.
They're expensive.
Expensive.
But what you do, I've realised this.
Melt them down in your velvetizer.
I'm sure that's what you did. What you do, if you're going to make sweeties and you want to make them, oh God, this is... very posh and expensive.
Well, here we go.
In the packaging, just make them further apart.
Oh, no, that's what they've been doing.
That's it. Just make them further apart.
Chocolate has rocketed up in price.
Yeah.
Somebody showed me a box of sweeties.
A Toblerone's only got one pyramid
now. One layer, and there was 10. Have you ever been to a Clark shoe shop?
Yeah.
And you walk in, there's only 4 pairs of shoes in the whole place.
It's like that, yeah.
That's how things are now.
It's, this...
I noticed you had one of those sandwiches the other day.
Oh.
Half the size.
It's not that way.
They've shrunk it
They've shrunk.
So they're cutting it from smaller bits of bread.
Yes. I've noticed that.
It's awful.
But you see it with, like Quality Street.
Mm.
And you see all the tins together, and they used to be this big, huge tins.
Yeah.
Now they'll be flat things. And,
yeah.
You know.
Fuck.
But honestly, if you want to say,
I told you the time,
expensive.
The bosses at my work. After Christmas, folk have got an abundance of sweeties.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
end up with too much. and somebody taken in a big box, and oh fucking hell, open up, it was just all the bounties.
Oh, I love bounties.
I hate bounties. I became they addicted. Taste like soap.
They do. That's taste. Why I like soap. Yeah. But I became addicted to them. Going to college, on it.
He likes, nobody likes bounties.
I love bounties.
You're so fucking weird.
A competition on it.
I love coconut, but not bounties.
Listen to this, £10,000 a year for life holiday vouchers. Mm-hmm. And I went, fucking college is shit. I'm going to win this.
Oh, Jesus
All
Christ.
I ate for a year was bounties.
Have you ever...
Ah, fuck.
Have you ever just chewed a bounty to the end? And all the chocolate's gone, and all the sweetness is gone, and it's just the fucking flesh of the coconut, and it's just
oh,
like,
I love that.
And then you spit it out, and it's just dry. You, no, you choke spit to
it.
Death.
I love it. It sometimes catches your throat.
Yes.
But I do enjoy them.
Our coconut's a real diuretic. If you drink a big thing of coconut milk, you'll fucking empty yourself.
I love coconut milk.
Do you?
And coconut water.
Okay.
I love it. Get it all
the
time.
It's actually jizz.
That's maybe why I like it.
Coconut milk's jizz. People go, it's water. It's not. It's like the jizz of the plant.
The jizz of the plant. Oh, I like yeah. it. I like
funny
it.
That. Not yeah. saying anything. Not, no no judging you.
I
imagine.
I don't need soap now.
Fast Eddie drinks a lot of coconut water.
Have you tasted, because we went through COVID and stuff,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
there was a lot of hand sanitizer.
You tasted that?
Yeah.
There was Polish laddies down in England.
Your tongue will shrink.
People down in England were stealing like hand sanitizer to drink it. It's cleaners at a hospital.
I saw video of someone running in someplace, undoing it and just downing the whole lot before they got caught.
I have seen people drinking Brasso. I've seen it.
Brasso.
Alki's in my hometown. And they were classy, so they were drinking it through a cloth.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Brasso. It's all the grit.
Brasso.
Oh, my, that's going to kill
I
you.
I was at a party when I was a student in Glasgow, and there was medic students, medics, and they ran out of booze. And they started drinking aftershave with orange juice. I saw them do that.
Now, I haven't seen that for a long time.
Yep.
But you used to get really cheap aftershave, like in the 80s. Yeah. It was in these sort of rectangle glass things,
brute.
Right? And you'd go down, you don't get Alkies anymore.
No.
But you used to get them in the Howff.
Like old vagrant Alkies.
Yeah,
it's true.
They'd be
what
there all day.
What happened to them all?
Just no one drinks anymore, just you.
Aye. It's alcohol free, mate.
And good for you, good for you. And they'd be in there, mm-hmm. and they'd have their orange juice, yeah. and they'd break open the top
Jesus
of the thing,
Christ.
And I'd watch them. They'd take the glass, they'd pour it into the orange juice, and they'd just drink it.
You know where...
I used to see that a lot.
You know where Pound Stretcher is, bottom of Lockheed Road?
Yes.
You know the next bit to it, it's back off the grass, and there's like the tile place and all that kind of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the garage. That top section, there used to be a fence up the whole length of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gap in the fence, somebody'd fallen through. And behind that fence, and I'm not exaggerating, there was about 15 tons of cans of super strength, empty cans.
Right, okay.
Because that was a homeless shelter for alkies. Mm. And they'd sit on that step in the sun and they'd just throw their empty cans over their head. It was like one of those, can you find the bit middens?
Yeah.
Early man, and it's like massive piles of oyster shells. That's Dundee's version.
I've seen that with nappies out of
I've told you before, I worked in a Cooper, it was an art project to clear this bit of ground, and I saw a full apple tree growing out of a big nappy.
It's fucking disgusting.
Like this size.
Yeah, I've seen...
Unbelievable.
All the multis in Dundee, they had all the bushes around them all removed because people were just throwing them in. They couldn't clean them.
Nappies.
Just out the window.
My mum...
The thing is, you could just walk out your door and put it in this...
Just fucking...
But they wouldn't do
Jesus
it.
Christ. Yeah. Littering is just the absolute worst thing. It drives me absolutely
I pot. Saw something I haven't seen in probably 25, 30 years.
What?
And someone was not far from you, driving up the Lockheed Road, and I'm right behind them, and out goes a bag, like a McDonald's bag with all the stuff, just out the window. Yeah, I've never seen that.
I see that a lot.
I've never seen that.
What you don't see now, weirdly, is... smoking fags has gone down a huge amount.
Yeah, no.
You used to somebody'd stop the car and empty their ashtray.
Yeah,
you don't see that now. You see just vapes.
Oh yeah, vapes.
Someone Mary, someone Sweet Mary, or someone Leeds.
You see them flashing.
Yeah,
I didn't realise the flash.
The flash.
And when you're going down the waterfront,
in a puddle,
you'll see them in the tape
in puddles,
flashing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because they'll go for days.
Yeah,
and they just keep
awful,
flashing.
Awful.
It's really strange, really odd. But I think
did we have a show today? We just failed to do
well,
again.
Well, no. What we've done. We've had a show like 3 weeks ago that I wrote, and we've just never
is
got
it
around
just out
to
of date by now?
No, it's very relevant.
So we can keep it. Yeah,
we could keep it. It's still relevant. It's still going. There's still a show there.
But we should get like Christina Aguilera bodysuits.
Oh, God.
Imagine that, though.
Better straps at the back.
Well, everybody, I remember the old thing. I remember when Jennifer Lawrence, who's the biggest fake bastard going.
Yeah.
Remember somebody had to paint her and everybody's like that. Oh, what a wonderful job that would be, painting their arse, getting blue and stuff.
I think she's awful.
She's an awful fake bastard. But imagine putting fucking Christina Aguilera in a suit.
Oh, God. Can't believe it's not butter. Lots of that to begin with. I bet it's hooked on like a banister and she has to jump in.
Did somebody not tell? See, Ken Goldfinger. Can how they paint the lassie gold?
Yes.
Thora Hard's daughter. And she paints to gold. But seemingly all you need to do is you have to leave a patch of skin free. You cannot paint somebody completely. It would kill you.
Yeah, because it kills
you. So Jennifer Lawrence must have had a little circular bit.
I don't know. I think they used to use lead paint. And I think now they can use paint that breathes.
They used asbestos for snow.
Yeah,
back in the
asbestos was used for everything.
In Wizard Oz, it's asbestos.
There's baby blankets that were asbestos.
Fuck.
Not good.
I've seen a picture in Australia of a sandpit and it's asbestos and wee kids are playing in it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
All doomed.
Doomed, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Again, we got through
aye.
Again without doing my show.
It's fine.
I put effort in.
You do. I put effort in this.
You don't put effort in. You come in, you shout, you smash about in there, you take the 40 locks off of there, you come in with your dressing gown.
I don't think I've got enough locks.
And complain.
I'm going to put a peephole in there.
You have, what is it, 4 locks on that?
12.
And that's just to keep me from going
it's
through.
It's nobody else is going to use it. It's just you.
It's just me, because I come in here and I dust and clean.
Just in case I go through.
Uh-huh. It'd be easier to kick through the wall.
It would be.
To be fair.
Well, I'm not going to show you, but I've got a trap in place. Spring loaded.
No, you can't kick through the walls now. You've got stuff all over
it. Oh, this whole thing.
It's razor sharp.
Five times.
Because we were talking about the weapons you have.
Uh-huh.
And you have a lot of weapons
in
here.
A lot of clubs mainly.
A lot of clubs.
I've got a World War II fireman's axe, which I'd love to use.
That's beautiful. That's a,
one of these days I'm going to use that.
Why?
What's the point of having an axe and not using it?
But why look at me? Ladies and gentlemen,
you are so feeble. Just swinging at you, the air would just fall apart.
I am feeble, but I'm getting it sorted soon. I haven't heard about my MRI yet, but I'll be getting that.
That's good.
And next Wednesday, I'm getting in the hospital in Perth to get a finger up my arse again.
Oh, folk in Perth have got right thick fingers.
Again, it's the same. It's been weeks. I'm not sure it's... At least it's the hospital this time I'm going in.
I know.
Not the news agents. Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Patreon for as low as $2.
Yeah,
so
we need some money for our idea for the vegetable things.
Yeah, we need funds. We need funds, so we'll get thrown out of here.
Veggie lids for fat people.
It's snappy.
TM.
Yeah, it's snappy. Until next time.
Well, that's good. A cooler shaker get me going. That's nice.
You didn't invent it. Everyone's been telling me that you
did
invent it.
I did invent it. Who said otherwise?
It's been going for years.
Fuck them.
It's been going.
Fucking liars.
It's been
liars.
Been going for years.
Liars.
Until next time. Laters.
Ta-ra. Ta-ra.